Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa.
Yes, Austin.
It goes my wedding day, the birth of my two children, and today as the greatest days in my life, and not necessarily in that order.
Okay.
Because we are joined right now by Ron Coomer, the color broadcaster for 670 Score, home of the Cubs radio network, as part of Coom's Corner, brought to you by Flight by Yingling. 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Ron, how are you this morning?
Hey, Ron.
Good morning. How are you guys? I'm doing fine. We are on the road, as you know, so we are doing just fine and looking forward to getting back to Chicago here in a few days, but all is good. How are you guys doing?
Doing
pretty good.
Doing great. Just recently, you were in St. Louis. Where does St. Louis rank on the Coombs Country Scale?
The Coombs Country Scale, I would say if you're just outside of the city, St. Louis, it would be probably high. I think a lot of country music fans in the city, I don't necessarily think it's big on the country music scene, although they do some country music concerts at the ballpark, I do believe. So probably like a five or six, maybe. Okay.
I was expecting it to be a little higher, but you've been there, so you would know.
Yeah, right. You've played many a game there alongside a guy who was just welcomed back. Ron, I have to ask you, last week, a familiar face made its return to Wrigley Field for the first time in a long time. Sammy Sosa. What was that day like being at the ballpark?
It was interesting. Sammy's one of my teammates from 2001 with the Cubs. And I was probably most of all, I was happy for him. I know he really wanted to get back to Wrigley and see our fans and fans see him. And I was happy for him. He is going to be inducted into the Chicago Cubs Hall of Fame this summer with Derek Lee and join my partner, Pat Hughes, in that very select and very cool group of guys that are involved with the Cubs. And so I was very happy for Sammy. He made a massive impact on Chicago and on our game in the late 90s and early 2000s playing for the Cubs. And, you know, so I'm happy for Sammy that he got back, you know, after 21 years, finally coming back to Wrigley Field. Fans are excited, and so was he. He was very, very humbled and very, very excited about coming back.
That's really cool. You know, last week, when you know, this is my non-sports question, I talked to you about the players and what they do after they retire from baseball. You're making all this money right up front. Does the Cubs dedicate a financial advisor to these guys to keep them from spending all their money? And the reason why I'm asking is you'll see some NFL players who will spend all their money and they get out of the NFL and they're broke.
Well, it's a good question. It's usually not. Now, the league will do more than the team. The league sets up just more advisory people so that a player would have someone to talk to. And not necessarily just about your finances, but in general terms, about a lot of different things and social issues and what goes on. All the leagues do a good job with that. I know Major League Baseball does an excellent job at that. You know, and this is where it gets a little gray, Melissa, is the gray areas come in is when you have an agent, as you know, we all do and have, and who your representation is and what they provide and those things. There's a lot of trust that's involved in all of this, right? I mean, whether you're a professional athlete or not. And so you really have to vet out the people that you're trusting with your money. And I think understanding that this money is not going to keep coming in at the pace it's coming for the rest of your life. And I think we all get caught up in that somewhat when you go, because I would say the majority of us all that put on a professional uniform and play in the big leagues, you know, didn't grow up with millions of dollars in our pockets.
Right.
That's for sure. So, and I would say the same thing about artists and, you know, musical artists and things like that. So you really have to trust, and you got to get the right people around you and vet them out pretty well for trust. And, you know, so the agent does that. The league does that. The team will help.
Okay.
But I really do. It's a great question, and it's something that, you know, if you're willing to offer your services, I know there'd be a lot of guys that would be willing to have you help them with that if you are.
Oh, so well, I'm known to save a buck or two, so I could probably help them out,
there you
I'm
go,
sure.
There you go.
Let's be honest, Ron. The reason she's asking is, like, should I date a baseball player is what she's getting at. Are they financially able to hold her as a girlfriend?
I would say absolutely yes. I'm pretty biased in this, but I would say absolutely yes. It would be a tough no for me to say, I would think. Right,
right. Right.
Oh, well, that's gosh. Good. I'm glad they get some direction.
And my wife would really be like, you'd be better off asking her. Well, oh. That's probably than me.
Well, clearly she's still with you.
Yes.
You're doing
yes,
something, right?
Yeah, you're doing all right.
Yeah, for a long time we're doing all right. Yeah.
He is Ron Coomer, the color broadcaster for 670 The Score, the home of your Chicago Cubs. Ron, listen, we have so much fun having you joining us every single week as part of Coombs Corner, brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beers. Thank you so much for your time, as always. And yes. We hope you enjoy Houston this weekend.
Yeah, and thank you for educating us.
Yeah, there you go. You guys have a great weekend. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, as you always. Too.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night,
pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.